وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic values and principles about humanity is by studying life stories and biographies of the great personalities of Islam. A very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Murtadh Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul. So we were in chapter 9 of this book. This chapter is dedicated to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and we're talking about how crucial and important it is to consider the greater direction in the life of a person when we want to understand his biography. The author says some people try to understand the life of a person based on just scattered random events in his life. Like, for example, Imam Sajjad, okay, he was in Karbala and then he went to Kufa and Sham. And after that, we know that he had a lot of supplications and du'as, and he had some encounters with this and that. So we think if we know all of this, we know the life story of Imam Sajjad. But this is not correct. This doesn't give you the meaning of those things. Like, what was the meaning of these du'as at that time? You can only understand that if you know the overall project and direction. What was the total project of the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam? And when you understand that, then you realize, oh, as if this is now coming to light. I can understand these supplications, they had a function. For example, if you understand the kind of spiritual decadence, the kind of spiritual regress at the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, that for the people in the political class, they had Banu Umayyah, the Umayyads rulers. Like those people, we know about Yazid, how his lifestyle was, playing with, I don't know, monkeys and things like this. With the political class, they had those instances. Those people for whom only power was important. They would not care about anything else. And they would explicitly even say it, that like, it's been quoted from Muawiyah that it says, I fought to rule over you. I don't care whether you want to pray or not pray, whether you want to give zakat or you don't want, or whether you want to do fasting or not. No, as long as you give it the tax and I can rule over you, it's okay with me. And the later caliphs, those rulers of Banu Umayyah, that you can't even call them caliphs. Anyways, because it was a dynasty, it was a monarchy system, a dynasty, the first instance of it. Anyways, so this was the political class. The scholars, those who were responsible for training people and transmitting the true teachings of Islam, the seerah of the Prophet to people, they were bought by the political class. They were somehow employed, if not enslaved, by the political class. And so now people would have serious questions about, okay, this religion was supposed to be a spiritual religion, but now this has fallen as a tool in the hand of these opportunist people. And as if nothing is there, as if there is no the hereafter, there is no day of judgment. The way these people are competing for dunya, for materialistic gains, people would see them and say, okay, so there is nothing like serious business in the akhirah, and the hereafter. So this leaves the situation very hard for Imam Sajjad to warn people and awaken them. And one of the best ways is the supplication. Now, if we understand this situation, the whole function of supplication and those spiritual teachings of Imam Sajjad changes for us. We realize, no, this is a move that Imam Sajjad al-Islam takes in order to counter those negative forces that existed both in political and scholarly circles. We're going to have a break and come back to continue the discussion. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about how it is important to understand the true context of something. So there are two ways to understand the supplications of Imam Sajjad. One way is that, okay, Imam Sajjad, after Ashura, he said, okay, let's put aside political activity and then we just go home and do some individual training and spiritual program with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just doing prayer and supplication. This is a picture that some people might have. I don't know, Muslims, non-Muslims, the way that they want to analyze the situation after Ashura. But another way to understand it is, no, look at the situation after Ashura. When you see that the core problem of Muslim community is the loss of the spiritual sense in Islam. The fact that they see the rulers fighting over dunya. The fact that they see the scholars, those people who are supposed to be the like there's this hadith that the Prophet said, Allahumma arham khulafai, O Allah, forgive my successors. And people said, who are your successors? And he said, those who come after me and teach people my seerah, my teachings, they pass it on to them. So those people, these are scholars, like spiritually trained, those people who have fashioned both their personality and their mindset, and they have learned everything, and they're responsible historically to transfer these teachings to the next generations. So when people look at those people, these scholars, they realize, no, they are actually getting close to the political system. They have been employed by the political system. Now, Imam Sajjad says, okay, this is the position, this is a situation in which my campaign, my fight would be focused on reviving the spiritual nature of Islam. This is taking place because people have forgotten that spiritual aspect. And that's why you see that he emphasizes on zuhd, on being detached from the materialistic gains. You see how much it is different, how much is it even the contrast, that if you understand the advice of Imam Sajjad on Zuhd as a sign of, okay, we made a mistake to go into political campaign and now we just want to detach ourselves from politics. This is one way to understand it. The second way to understand it is, no, he is actually trying to tell people, if you see you have some rulers that are attached to dunya, if you see that you have some scholars that they have sold themselves for the establishment, you should know that this is not the true teachings of Islam. So this is an active campaign against what actually was taking place in his time. In alamat al-zahidin fi dunya, the sign of those people who are detached from dunya. It's a very moving and encouraging sermon by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam that is trying to awaken people. It's not something like it says, okay, I'm just going to go isolate myself. I don't want to care about what's going on in society. No, he's trying to somehow revive the true teachings of Islam in this way and also through the supplications. Inshallah, we're going to continue this discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Deprive me a blissful life eternally.